This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty." He said, "From Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts."
आज विश्व एक अस्थिरता और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है। ऐसे ग्लोबल एनवायरनमेंट में भारत और यूरोप दुनिया की दो बड़ी डिप्लोमेटिक पावर्स अपने संबंधों के सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता, विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है।
Mr. Modi said the historic India-European Union Free Trade Agreement signed this year will further strengthen trade, investment and technological cooperation between India and Finland. President of Finland arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. Early External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Finland President in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to the Finland President's address this evening at the Raisina Dialogue. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme this year is Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today signed the condolence book at the Embassy of Iran in Delhi on behalf of the Government of India. Mr. Misri offered condolences at the death of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar has filed his nomination papers for the Rajya Sabha elections today. The nomination was filed at the Bihar Legislative Assembly in Patna before the Secretary. High-profile leaders were present, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Naveen, and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Sinha. Mr. Kumar also assured that his connection with the people of Bihar will continue and he will extend full support and guidance to the new government. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are getting involved. US and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah has joined the attacks. Azerbaijan today accused Iran of carrying out a drone attack against its exclave of Nakhchivan, in which two civilians have been injured. Qatar said the country was subjected to missile attack and its air defense systems are intercepting the missiles. Local authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of the U.S. embassy. Air defense systems of Saudi Arabia intercepted and destructed several drones. Earlier in the day, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases and threatened that the U.S. will regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. On the other hand, Israeli military said it has launched another wave of strikes on Iran as explosions were heard in multiple locations in Tehran. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today reviewed India's preparations for the Asian Games 2026. This year's games will be held in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan from September 19 to October 4. And with that, we end this news bulletin.